Well, there is a fifth benefit. And that is one that somebody says, well, now, you know, I can maybe understand part of this other, but I'm not sure about this fifth one. Well, what is it? Simply this: peace, contentment, and happiness. You mean to tell me that if I walk wisely, that God says I can have peace, contentment, and happiness? Let me ask you a question. How many of you have that? Can you honestly say that you have peace, contentment, and happiness? Or would you have to admit that most of your life is striving against something, striving with something, striving with somebody? Where is the peace and the contentment and the joy? Look around you. How many people do you know have genuine peace, have contentment, and who have happiness in their life? Most of them will tell you all the things that are wrong with life and with them, the things that they want to change and things are not right, the difficulties, hardship, the pain, the suffering, and all the things that are just not right in life. Where's all this peace, happiness, and contentment? Where is that in the Scripture? Well, let's look at it for a moment, because it's all right here, and we began with that passage because I wanted to come back and read it again, but I want us to read it twice. Listen to what he says. Verse 13 of chapter 3. Verse 13 of chapter 3, listen. How blessed or happy, how happy is the man or woman who finds wisdom, and the man or woman who gains understanding. For its profit is better than the profit of silver, and its gain is more profitable than fine gold. She that is wisdom is more precious than jewels. Nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. Listen, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways. That is, there's contentment. And all her paths are peace. There's peace there. She's a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. Now, I either believe the Bible or I don't. And the Scripture says that if you and I walk wisely, here's what we can expect: to have a sense of peace, a sense of contentment, and a sense of happiness. Now, you're saying, you mean to tell me that I'm going to have all that all the time? That if I'm walking wisely, looking at it from God's perspective, that I'm going to be happy all the time? No. Not all the time will you be happy. Peace, contentment, and happiness will characterize our life. There will be moments, for example, when something may frighten you for the moment. You don't feel happy at that moment. Or you lose your contentment for a moment. But it should characterize our life. Contentment and peace and happiness, because we have God, Christ, living on the inside of us. How can I have peace and contentment and happiness when I face difficulty and hardship? Well, what is walking wisely all about? Walking wisely is the capacity to, listen, see things from God's perspective and respond to them according to scriptural principles, so that if I go through some hardship and I see it from God's perspective, what am I going to see? I'm going to say He's in control. He loves me unconditionally. Therefore, He must have that, not if, but there is a reason that He allows this in my life at this moment. He's got something in mind. He only works for our best. God is up to something in our life. He is up to either establishing us, strengthening us, building us, testing our faith in order to bring us through with approval, never to bring us through to disapproval. So when I can look at those difficulties and hardships, or those times that are fruitful and joyful, and those times that are good and productive, looking at those from God's perspective, what do I see? I can look at it and thank God. We can look at even difficult times and thank Him. We can have contentment because God is in control. I can have absolute peace because I know that my sovereign God is in absolute control and only will do the right thing toward us, because that's the kind of God He is. And so one of the benefits of walking wisely, keeping God's viewpoint, responding according to Scripture, one of the benefits is threefold things that everybody wants: peace, they want contentment, they want happiness. How many of you don't want those in your life? Raise your hand. Right. Everybody wants that. Well, the world says, here's how you get it: popularity, prestige, prosperity, prominence, and, you know, you name it. Position and power. These things, they give you happiness, peace, and contentment. You and I know a whole lot of folks who don't have, they have all the other stuff, they don't have peace. They don't have contentment. They're not really happy in their life. You know why? Because those three wonderful attributes do not come any other way than through God, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Look what awesome assurance we have. Absolute assurance and confidence. Our God is sufficient. You know what? Because He's sufficient, that makes us sufficient in Him, never separated from Him. Do we have to worry about the future? No. Why? Because we know who's got in control of the future. Do we have to worry about what's going to happen? No. Because the one who governs and guards and guides our lives are taking care of the future. We don't have to worry about that. And so we have the wonderful privilege of eliminating a lot of frustration and anxiety in our lives that the unbeliever cannot eliminate because, listen, how can they eliminate it when they've got to face it and they've got to make the decisions and they've got to be sure they're right and they don't have it. You say, what about all these people out there who've got money and seem to be successful? Right, seem to be. Let me ask you a question. Is a man of success who lives his whole life and accumulates and becomes prominent, prestigious, and all the rest, and dies and goes to hell, not very successful? Is a person of success when they live their lives without God, missing God's viewpoint, missing God's perspective, missing God's plan, missing His purpose, missing His will, is that success? No, it's not. There's only one successful life, the life lived in obedience to Almighty God. And the person who walks wisely interprets every aspect of life from the viewpoint of what's the mind of Christ? What is the mind of God? How does He see this? And then responds accordingly. It is wise, very, very wise, to walk wisely. It is the only way to live your life and find peace, as he says here, peace, contentment in this third chapter, peace and contentment and happiness, they're all here. But apart from Him and apart from walking wisely, you're not going to find it. Instead, you're going to find frustration, strife, anxiety, and all the rest. Somebody passed this on to me last week, a little quote said, God's will is what I would want if I knew everything. God's will is what I would want if I knew everything. That is absolutely true. If we knew everything, we wouldn't want anything but His will. Think about this. Here's a person who lives their entire life. And somehow, they seem to manage in life and good things seem to come their way. And they die without Christ and spend eternity separated from Him. Don't you know that if they had known everything, that's not the kind of life they'd live? People who are living their lives without God don't know something. They've not experienced something. They don't know something they're going to wish they've known for the rest of eternity. Not being critical, my friend. I'm just telling you the way it is. And that is, the Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wages of sin is death, separation from God. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Knowing the truth of that, if I'm wise, I'm going to live today with tomorrow in mind. And so one of the benefits is certainly that threefold attribute that all of us would like to enjoy every day of our life, and that is peace and contentment and happiness. There'll be moments when we don't feel very happy. But listen, that should be temporary in the life of one who is walking wisely because we're looking at things from God's perspective. Is it not true that there have been times when you have hurt deeply and the next thing you can know, you could turn around and laugh at the circumstance. You think, well, God, there you were right in the middle of that, bringing me through that and blessing me and strengthening me and educating me and enabling me and maturing me. And here I was complaining everywhere. And Lord, my goodness, you just being so good to me. All of our happiness is not always there all the time, but there is the power of God to make us content and peaceful even in the midst of difficulty and hardship.